Sweetest friends, we are continuing our previous shiur on the topic of Geirus. We saw Niflos Mitaras Hashem in the previous two shiurim, and now we will continue where we left off the last time. We suggested that, based on Tosfos in Sanhedrin Samach Amud Beis, that Mila and Tvila already bring one under the Kanfei Hashchina, and all that lacks is Kabbalah's HaMitzvahs to make him Chayiv in Mitzvahs. But he's enough of a Jew that he can already marry a Jewish woman. He's no longer an Akum. And it's parallel to what happened at Har Sinai. They had Mila and Tvila. Mila and Mitzrayim, Tvila at Har Sinai. They were Nichnas Tachas Kanfei Hashchina. And then, they were Makabel Torah. But they're ready, and that's what Agir does today. Mila, Tvila, and then Kabbalah Satara. But even before Kabbalah Satara, he's already considered a partial ger. He's just not chayv yet in Torah and Mitzvahs like the Jews back then. So we've been going in the derech of Moreinu HaGoin, Rav Moshe Chavroni Zatzal, and he writes that what we said in the previous shiur, how we concluded, is not really muchrach, because we could say that it's true that by geirus avaseinu kein haya Mila v'tvila v'achka Kabbalas HaMitzvahs. Yeah, it's true that by our avos they did have Mila, Tvila, and then Kabbalas HaMitzvahs. Nevertheless, we can say that now, without Kabbalas Mitzvahs, it's not Geirus. At all. Because now it's a new din. Who says Bechreach, that what we do today is 100% modeled after what they did? Back then it was Milan Tfilin Nechaz Tachas Kanfei Hashchina, and then Kabbalah Sataras Kabbalah HaMitzvahs. And for us, no. Until you do Kabbalah HaMitzvahs, you didn't do anything. L'chora, it's totally in a machlokes between Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi, and the Chachamim in Yevamos 50:46a. Rabbi Elazar holds that Ger Shemol V'lo Taval is a ger, because we find Baravos Shemalu v'lo tavlu, so Mila without Tvila is a ger. And the other opinion says no. Rabbi Yeshua holds that Tavla v'lo mal hareiz a ger. Shekein matzino b'imos. Look at the imos. They didn't have Mila, they just had Tvila. So Rabbi Elazar holds that Mila without Tefila is a ger. Shekein matzino b'avaseinu shemalu v'lo tavlu. Rabbi Yoshua, and they already gave it. Rabbi Yoshua holds that no, Tefila without Mila is a ger, because we found our imos just had Mila, Tefila, not Mila. And Rabbanan hold that you need both Mila and Tefila. And explains to Tosfos Shanim over there, the Rabbi Elazar holds that since Yisrael ate the Pesach b'Mila alone, they already went out of having a Torah Arel. They no longer have a Torah Akum, because all Akum are Dino. Every guy is Be'etzim and Arel, because Kol Ageyim are Reilim Heim. For Rabbi Yoshua holds, Kevin Shenitztavu Litbol Lefnei Matan Torah Eino Gerashi Yitbol. He holds that Rabbi Yeshua holds that since they were mitzvah to be tovel before Matan Torah, isn't there not gerim until they do tevila? So we can say Rabbi Elazar holds that we learned in geris mamish from there, and by our avos we see that by mila lo they went out of being an akum, and that they were mitzvah ala milas l'tayr v'kedusha yisera l'kabel toru mitzvahs. Achen chachamim depligi. So that's all Rabbi Eliezer, that Mila's enough. But the rabbis argue, and they hold, that there's a din geirus that requires tevila as well. You need Mila and tevila. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, we can say that Vaday b'li Kabbalas HaMitzvahs is a ger like Avoseinu. And according to the Chumash, we can say that no, there's a new din geirus. You're right, our avos just had Mila, and they're already able to eat the Karban Pesach. They already went out of their akumness, their akumness, whatever you want to call it. And Rabbi Eliezer holds no, and the Chum holds. Yes, the Chum say so. They that's what our Avos did. But now we have a din that you have to have Mila and Tevila. Rabbi Eliezer holds that look at what happened by our Avos. They just had Mila and they were cool. They were good to go. And the Tevila was only a Tosefes. But according to the Chachamim, no. Even though you find by them that they just, Mila might have been enough, but not for us. But that says, no, they're good for what's good for them is good for us, so Mila's enough. Chachamim say, no, we need Tevila also. Ayin Rashi, Deshken, Ratzin, Rav Sena, Shemal, Bim, Moshi, Yotzim, Chal, Benoch, Lekabel, Torah, Vishchina. Ayin Shem, Divrei Rashi. It's Mashmash and Rashi that B'mila alone, they already went out of being B'nai Noach. Shemalu b'mei Moshe v'yotzu mechlal b'nei Noach. So we can say that according to Rabbi Lazar, even now, same thing. By Mila without Kabbalah, mitzvahs they yotzu mechlal b'nei Noach. But then Alek Yisrael Gomer until you're mekabel mitzvahs. Then he's going to be mischayev in mitzvahs, and then he's going to have all dinei Torah ki Yisrael. But according to Chachamim, we can say, and no. Without Kabbalah's mitzvahs, it's nothing. Rabbi Lazar will say that just like back then they had Mila and Mila alone was enough, so too for us, you're already considered a Jew after you did Mila, just to be mischayev in mitzvahs, you need also Tevila and Kabbalah's mitzvahs. And according to the Chachamim, no. You need both. You need Mila Tevila and Kabbalah HaMitzvahs. Because without Kabbalah HaMitzvahs, it's really nothing. You're right, back then everything was cool. They were already Jewish even without Kabbalah HaMitzvahs. But today we need Kabbalah HaMitzvahs. So Rabbi Lezer says in the Gemara, just Mila and Tevila is already a ger. So for us, we say you need Mila and Tevila. But without Kabbalah HaMitzvahs, that even the Didan, without Kabbalah HaMitzvahs, you can still say he's a ger. He's just not mischayev in mitzvahs yet. But he's still mutter be Yisraelis. He can marry a Jewish girl, like we said in the previous shir, that Kedushin are tofes, as long as you're not an akum. And Chachamim hold, no, you want to be a Jew, there has to be Kabbalah HaMitzvahs, Ein Al Mal Adaber. Now what's interesting is we noted in the previous shir that in the Gemara it's not mentioned at all that Kabbalah HaMitzvahs is Mimai Sageras. And the whole Machlokes is only if it's enough Mila or you also need Tevila, right? We have Rabbi Loza says you need Mila. Rabbi Yeshua says you need Tevila. Chachamim say you need both Mila and Tevila. Where do you see Kabbalah HaMitzvahs? So we have to say that definitely Kabbalah HaMitzvahs is not Mimai Sageras. And the Shaila is, if without Kabbalah HaMitzvahs, it's not Shaykh at all to have Mila and Tevila, because Kabbalah HaMitzvahs is the Etzem Achnas El Yahadus. So where does this Kabbalah HaMitzvahs is not part of the Geirus process, it would seem, because Gemara doesn't mention it. Gemara talks about Mila and Tevila. But where's the Kabbalah HaMitzvahs? See, we can ask the following Shaila. maybe if you're not first mekabel mitzvahs, it's not shaykh to have mila and tefillah. Because what's the etzem achnasa liyadus? What's the essence of the geirus that you're mekabel mitzvahs? That's a Jew. A Jew is somebody who keeps mitzvahs. So when someone does mila and tefillah and he doesn't intend to be mekabel yahadus, maybe it's nothing. So maybe, as a prerequisite for a proper mila and tefillah, you need kabbalas hamitzvahs. So the geiris, the maisa geiris, is the mila and the tefillah. The kabbalas hamitzvahs is what's mafsher, is what allows the mila and tefillah to bring you into the fold. But you can only get into the fold if you have kavanas kabbalas hamitzvahs, because that's what brings you in. Just the maisa geiris is mila and tefillah. But you need this meal and you need the Kabbalah Samitz in order for it to be a good meal and tefillah. Or you could say no. Then maybe the Geirus isn't halal on Kabbalah Samitz. It's just like by our Avos, they had meal and tefillah, they were already Yotzei Mechlal B'nei Noach, they were Nichnas L'Bris Hashem. And after they were Makabal Torah and Mitzvah, so too now. You have Kabbalah Samitz. And it could be after the Geirus. You do the Maisa Geirus, and then you do Kabbalah Samitz. So maybe you did the Maisa Geiris, you did the form of Maisa Geiris, just weren't Makabel Mitzvahs yet. And whenever you're ready for that moment to be Makabel, at that moment you're ready to be Makabel Mitzvahs, Gevaldik. Be Makabel Mitzvahs and you're Jewish. But at this point, once did Mila and Tvila, there's no more Isser of Los Eschatein Bom, it's not intermarriage anymore. Interesting. According to that Sad, so, you know, let's say somebody's going to intermarry and they don't want to intermarry, you know, their parents don't want them to, whatever it may be. So tell the prospective chosen, say, listen, he doesn't want to convert, he doesn't want to have to keep mitzvahs. You say, Beseder, you don't have to keep mitzvahs. Just do mila and tevila. And then it's not intermarriage anymore. Even that kavan is kabbalah and mitzvahs. Just, you want to do a Maisa Geiris. And the thing is, we wouldn't want him to do that because it's a big chov for him that he's going to now be a Jew without mitzvahs. I don't know, but maybe he won't be punished because he's not mechuyev yet. And you save her from all the averis, or vice versa. You tell her if she's not Jewish to do tefillah. See, without kabbalas and mitzvahs, you're right, not a full-fledged Jew. You know, no chiyuv mitzvahs yet, but still not a goy anymore. Yatzei mechlal akum. Interesting idea. Now, a ger kadmon l'chol rishonim chutz mehatosfos ksubis, they all hold, remember, the tosfos ksubis, we said, is very mechudish. Tosfos ksubis holds that he's a ger min haTorah. Tosfos ksubis holds a ger min haRabbanan. All the other rishonim hold is a ger min haTorah. You just need the zakin for the mila and the tevila. But the geiris is min haTorah. According to Tosfos, the geiris is only midrabbanan. But according to the Rishon, the geiris is min haTorah. And what allows you to do the mila and tefillah is the zakin. Like we saw the sheet of Tosis and Sanhedrin was that the zakin is what is the impetus for them to get involved. It's not machshir and pashtus, it's machshir, the mila and the tefillah. Or what makes the mila and tefillah kosher is the zakin. Avalo al kabbalas mitzvahs, lo shaykh, lo zechi, avalo shlichos. Kabbalah Samitz, there is no Zechiyah, there's no Shlichus, it's Tali Begufa. So Tzorech LeKabbalah Atzim HaTorah Mitzvahs. So how's the Geiris of a Kotten effective? He's not about Kabbalah Samitzvahs. V'lo Mabaya Kotten, he's not about Das at all. Pashut, Elafidu Kotten Bar Das. Mistabra, that's not Shach Kabbalah Samitzvahs, it's a famous Kasha. Where's the Kabbalah Samitzvahs of a Kotten? So we can say that since he's not bar kabbalas and mitzvahs, since he's not roi lekach, he's not able to do it. It's not ma'akev. Like we find Rishonim, we say that if you have an akum mole, it's enough for him just to do tevila. It's not chayiv b'mila. That would be the explanation. That it's not necessary. It's not necessary for the katan to have Kabbalah Samitzvahs. And when's the Kabbalah Samitzvahs? When he becomes a gadol and he's not moche. The Shita Mekubetzes brings the Ritvo, asks that Agir Kotten, what about being Modia Kalos, Chamuros? The Gemara says you have to tell them about Kalos and Chamuros. So the Ritva answers that's the mitzvah of Lola Akev, where he's not a Bar Hoda, it's not a Ma'akev, even the Chatchila. So you have to say that according to the Ritva, Begir, Kabbalah Samitzvah is in Ma'akev. If he's Mal and Tov L'Shem Yehadus, Memeli is Mischayev B'mitzvahs. And Kabbalah is not required. It's not Ma'akev. So if he's a Kadin, you don't even have to do the Chatchila. But it would seem from the Ritva that even by a Gadol, it's no mitzvah, V'lo La'akev. Hodas HaMitzvahs, Kabbalah HaMitzvahs. But Tosis writes now that you need Kabbalah HaMitzvahs, Mashman, Tosis, you need Kabbalah HaMitzvahs when it becomes a Gadol. So you write there's Mila and Tvila, Yatza Mechlal Akum, Mutter Lischatein. Nevertheless, he's not Mechuyev B'mitzvahs. Memele requires Kabbalah HaMitzvahs. So in the meantime, he's Jewish, and then when he becomes a Gadol, he needs Kabbalah HaMitzvahs. And this is so that by Milan Tvila Yotze Mechlal Akum below Kabbalah HaMitzvahs, since he's not Mechuyiv B'mitzvahs in his Kisrael Gamer Kodem Matan Torah, it could very well be that's a Shitas HaRambam. Look in Perek Yud Gimel, very interesting halachas in Hachas Surei Bia. I'll send you there, it's a good address. Perek Yud Gimel, halachas Yudalat, Hezvav, Tezayin, Yudzayin, about Neshei Shlomo, Neshei Eshes Shimshon. Where was their Geiris? So it could be that according to the Rambam, you're right, there was no Kabbalah HaMitzvahs. Nevertheless, Yatzu Mechlal Akum. And there's no Isser of Los Eschatein. There's no Isser intermarriage, because just there in Milan Tvila, that Kabbalah HaMitzvahs, there was no intermarriage. And you also have to be Machzer Aveda, because only an Akum is Memuat from the Din of Shabbos Aveda. The Tzorich Inyan, I'll be Makri, the Lashon of the Rambam. Al Yale al Da'atcha Shishim Shalom Mashiach Yisrael Shlomo HaMelech Yisrael Shiniki Yedid Hashem Nosu Noshim Nochrius B'giyusam El Asod Adover Kachu Shemitzvah Anachon Ekshiyavo Gero Geros Lizgari Bot Kenachor Shem V'Begal Momen Shiyito Lo B'Shil Suar Shiyizkela Omnei HaPachad Bali Konis L'dos V'mishu botkin achrav shemayinam nasan bishi yehudis v'mishi botkin shemayinam nasan b'bachom r'b'churi Yisrael v'lo nimtzalam ila modinos and kovet ol Torah mid tol Torah v'torach shish b'asiyos al amei arotz k'deshi yifroshu v'im kibu v'lo pirshi roos and shechazu mi'ava m'kablamos v'shenem arvetera kibim sametzis ila leches yitav atech dole daber elea. So it said, how can you think that Shimshon, who saved the Jews, Shlomo, the king of Israel, is called Yedid Hashem, they married Goyisha women? No. But the pshat is that when someone's mizgayer, you check them out. They want to be mizgayer. Are they doing it for money? Are they doing it for power? Are they doing it because of pachad? And is he doing it because he fell in love with a beautiful guy, a beautiful Jewish woman? Is she doing it because she fell in love with a chivalrous Jewish man? You check out their, their motivations. And if you see that it's pure, they're pure, then tell them how difficult it is to keep Torah mitzvahs. Try to dissuade them. And if not, you accept them. Lefikach lo kiblu geir based in geirim kol yemei David u'shlom yemei David shem u'min apachat chazru u'mei shlom Hashem b'shvil ha'malchus v'atov v'agadul ha'shayu bo Yisrael chazru sh'kol ha'choyzer min ha'goyim shul davrim hev le'olam min ha'geir ha'tzedek v'alfa picha in ha'yu geirim har b'im mizgayrim b'mei David v'shlom v'nei ha'diyotos so ha'yu based in ha'godol choshim lem lo'ydoichin osam ha'cha sh'tov le mikol mokom v'lo mekarvin osam ad sh'tira ha'charisam. Well, if you should gear Shlom and next halacha, Nashim and Nasa, Machin Shimshon gear Vinasa, for David Shalochas Rail, Bishul Dorva will all be based in Gearum, Choshon Akasukilo, I'm going with Surinam Oimdin, Bochafi of Sochan Trasnam, Otis or Zarashalem, or Buenalam Bombs will Agabe, Allah Akasukilo, Benan, Shenamar is even a Shlomo Bama. So therefore, Bezman was Makabel Geir in the time of David and Shlomo. David, Shemim and Apachet Chazru. Shlomo, maybe because of the Malchus and the Tovah, they were Chozer. And if they do it for motivations, for exterior, ulterior motives, then they're not Geirei Tzedek, they're not proper Geirim. Nevertheless, there were a lot of Geirim, and Mizgayrim made David Shlom from Adiotos, and Bezdin and Mizchoshish, they weren't Docha them, they weren't Makari of them, and then they wanted to see what's going to be with them. There's a lot of discussion about this realm, just reading and translating, basically. Free translation. Doesn't cost you money. And since Shalom was a Megayer Nashim, he married them, and Shimshon also. But they didn't. They only did it for ulterior motives. It wasn't Alpi based, and it was Alpi Adiotos or Megayer them. So the Rambam doesn't say Adiotos. The Rambam says, V'lo Alpi based in Girum. In the previous halacha, he says, that it was b'fnei hadiotos, not in this halacha. Same thing. So he was megayer b'hadiotos. So since it wasn't alpi beisdin, it's like their goyim will be surim heimomdim. So Rav Chavroni's suggestion is in the Rambam that maybe they tackle were an over because the Rambam writes earlier. The Rambam says chas v'shalom, they married goyish women. No, they converted just because there was no kabbalas hamitzvahs. So they weren't chayiv in mitzvahs. They're like goyim. Ki'ilu ain goyim. No kabbalas ha-mitzvahs. But the kedushin is a good kedushin. Not over an intermarriage. You're machzir aveda, because they're no longer akums. And it could very well be that's pshat in the Gemara, and yevamis mem zayin amid beis. Toval v'ola reu ki yisrael l'chol dvarav. So if he's toival and he leaves the mikvah, he's like a Jew in all matters. L'may hilchas tehadir b'yam makadish b'as yisrael. Let's say he changes his mind, he retracts, he doesn't want to be Jewish, and he's Makadish, a Jewish girl. So he's called the Yisrael Mummer, but his Kedushin is a Kedushin. So the Chor, it's difficult to understand. What's Shat Malamai Hilchasa? Gemara says that if he's Tov of Ola, this Yisrael called Malamai Hilchasa, what's the Nafkamina? When he's Malamai Hilchasa, he's a Jew. He's Machal Shabbos Chayiv Misa, Lechol Neshem B'Torah. So why did the Gemara chap Dafka the Yin of Kedushin? The answer is that maybe without Kabbalah HaMitzvahs, no, not Chayiv in all mitzvahs. Just Linyan Kedushin. That he's no longer a Goy, so it's an Afkamina Linyan Kedushin. But if there's no Kabbalah HaMitzvahs, he's not a Jew. If he's Chayiv in mitzvahs, he's just a Jew who can do Kedushin. Yatzim Echlal Akum. That's how the Gemara chapped after that Afkamina. Tabal Vala Reik Yisrael Lechol Dvarav. It says Lechol Dvarav. But then again, why Lamai Hilchasel is only Kedushin? Yisrael Mumer Karinan Bey. The Kiddush of Kiddushin. But maybe not Linyan other things. Is Yisrael not Chayiv in Mitzvahs? But Linyan Kiddushin, it's good Kiddushin. Okay, Kamuvan, sweet friends. This is Yesh Laharich Bezem Eod Meod. These sugyas are very, very gishmak. And we give ourselves a bracha that we should be zoche to continue these Shiurim and Yonah Geiris. To see Neflos Mamish Mikaris Hashem Yisbar. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.